Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, Brian.
Ah, welcome back to Berg Vivant. Lonnie, the theater lady, out seeing some theater.
Yes, indeed.
My spies tell me that you were at the Rep at Point Park University, Pittsburgh Playhouse, and saw Woody's Order. I can't even imagine what this show is about. Well, let me. I can imagine quite a bit, but what that may differ greatly from what this show is actually about. They're gonna kick me off of here.
Yes, they are.
Tell me about Woody's Order.
Woody's Order is a heartfelt, poignant story about a sister's unconditional love for her brother. It's written by Anne Tallman, and this is a picture of little Anne when she was a little girl, and her brother Woody, that she loved so dearly. He suffers from cerebral palsy.
Oh my gosh! So wait, this is a true story.
Wow. She wrote it, and she acts it all by herself. Oh. One woman show, however, she plays several characters. She is herself, she's Woody, she's her mother, her father, an old boyfriend, a judge. I mean, she plays so many roles, and she flawlessly.
Just like Loretta Young used to do on the Loretta Young show. She'd be like a nun one episode, then she'd be a geisha girl.
But this was transitioning from one to the other seamlessly. And
have you seen the Loretta Young show?
I have.
It takes great talent to do that.
It really does, and her performance truly is flawless. The different voices and postures, really, you don't get to see a performance like this very often.
Mm.
Outstanding, yeah. So I was thrilled with that. And the set is very simple, but yet elegant, and there's a screen in the back that sometimes shows home movies. So you see her as a little girl with Woody, her brother that she loves so dearly. And there's Polaroid photos that are displayed. And it really gives you such a feeling of understanding what her life was like and what she did with his brother. She just loved him so dearly. She was like his keeper almost.
And you know, I love your description, simple, but elegant.
Oh,
and I use that a lot. I don't know if you know that when I send Christmas cards, which I almost never do, I always have a simple but elegant Christmas. Simple but elegant,
okay.
I think, is a good rubric for like a lot of things in life. Simple but elegant.
But it's a really inspirational story, and it's made even more moving and touching because it's all real. And soon there's plans to make a documentary of this.
About the making of the show?
Or no,
about
the
story at the heart of it?
Woody's Order, yeah,
wow.
to make an actual documentary. And I assume if it's a documentary, then, of course, Anne Tallman
it's
would be in it.
It's based in fact.
Yeah.
Which is important to
Total
note
fact.
These days. This is not fake news, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. This wasn't just based in fact. This really was how it was.
Right, and I imagine coming from, you know, the performer and the playwright are one and the same.
And directed by John Shepherd.
Hey, John Shepherd.
A wonderful, talented man.
Yes.
Yes. So he had a wonderful, talented actress to work with. No wonder it came off so well.
Well, it sounds like you had a very enjoyable night at the theater, Lonnie, the theater lady.
I did. Not to say there was humor in it, not to say there wasn't, but it's really something. I walked out of there feeling so much admiration for Anne Tallman, not just as an actress, but as a human being. And the love she has for her brother, who is still alive.
Oh.
They predicted he would live till 12. He's 68.
Wow.
He was at the show the other night. I didn't see him, but one of the nights preceding my
visit
to the show. Yeah,
Anne Tallman in Woody's Order, playing until February 19th at the Rep. Thank you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.